This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan's Prime Minister to the White House later today in his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader, a choice that reflects Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global challenges. Biden and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also look to counter messages from Chinese President Xi Jinping after American and democracies in general are on the decline after the political turmoil and the international withdrawal that marked Donald Trump's presidency. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Biden said that he had told Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the sanctions could have been worse. Biden said he chose to be proportionate. He added that the United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia, and that the United States wants a stable, predictable relationship. The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. Daily infections of COVID-19 crossed 200,000 in India Thursday, making it the highest anywhere in the world. After imposing one of the world's strictest lockdowns for nearly 3 months last year, India's government relaxed almost all curbs by the beginning of 2021. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.